coming into a comfortable posture for a period of practice, orienting the heart and mind around the quality of loving kindness or friendliness, metta. You can start with the eyes open, feeling the room, seeing circle of people gathered in the early evening light. And if you're regular in this circle and you know people, feeling the connection, the human connections that you may have built here. And if you're new, feeling the both the possibility of new connection and the simple, always present possibility of connection in a room of good people, in a room that at least to begin is safe enough that we can practice together. Our natural human instinct to be together, to connect with each other, to see each other in our joys and sorrows, and to be seen ourselves in our joys and sorrows. As you settle into the room, into your body and its posture, to this moment in your life, inviting to begin this basic sense of connectedness to others. Whatever your story, and no matter how alone you might feel, aloneness or loneliness as a feeling that comes and goes, there is still the simple truth of sitting in a circle, sitting with others, known or unknown to us. We begin formal metta or loving kindness practice tonight, bringing to mind a person we know who is easy to love. Traditionally, this is a place to work with the image of a teacher or benefactor. Not choosing someone who we love but is complicated. So generally here, not choosing family or intimate relations. Someone we know and appreciate in an uncomplicated way. Just choosing someone who fits that, who can be in that role for this evening. You could also choose a non-human friend. Or someone you don't know personally, but who is easy to love. Like a being in the public who you honor or respect. I'm just bringing this person to mind. Seeing their face, And imagining this person happy, this person or being, doing something they love or being in a place they love to be. Welcome to folks coming in. Beginning loving kindness practice. Imagining a person we know or a being we know who is easy to love, easy to appreciate. As you see this being, imagining them happy, safe from harm, allowing your appreciation of them, your delight in them, and seeing them happy to fill your heart. You can feel your own heart center in the chest, or you can just stay with the image of this being happy and enjoy seeing them like that. And we'll play with a very simple form of metta practice, loving kindness practice this evening, that links loving kindness very gently with the breath. Seeing this being you've chosen, who is easy to appreciate or love or care for. And on your in-breath, just breathing in the sight of them happy. Breathing in their joy, your appreciation of them. Filling yourself up with delighting in this being. You can use your imagination in any way that helps the feeling to grow. Think about them laughing or playing. Doing something they love and that you love seeing them do. As you breathe in, delighting in their well-being. And as you breathe out, sending to them your wish that that well-being increase, that it continue and increase. A very simple way to do this practice is just to hold the image of this being and to give just a little bit of your attention to your own breath. Breathing in the pleasure of seeing this person and breathing out a yes to their pleasure, their well-being. Breathing in love, breathing out love. Breathing in joy that's already there or sometimes there. And breathing out, may that joy increase. Breathing in the sense of this being safe from harm, and breathing out the wish that that safety continue and increase. And as you practice, really holding the image steady in your mind, you keep seeing them, each breath seeing this person, connecting with the image again and again. And then as we breathe, connecting with the feeling again and again. The wish that this person's safety and joy and well-being sustain, arise more often, increase. As you practice in this way, beginning to sense, whether it's subtle or strong, the pleasure in wishing well. In a very simple way, what feels good about getting out of our own drama and just wishing another being well. And to the extent that you can feel and connect with that pleasure, allowing that pleasure to grow and spread through your whole being, through the whole room. Breathing in well-being and pleasure. Breathing out the wish for more and deeper well-being and pleasure. And continue in silence. You can practice with this in a few ways. If you start to lose the feeling or there's a lot of distraction, going back to the beginning with eyes open and just sensing the circle, connectedness, and again bringing to mind the image of this being and actively wishing them well. If you're connected to the feeling of well-wishing, and the breath and the feeling and the image are mixing together, then you can continue with that. Or allow even the image to soften and attention to drop more fully into the breath and the breathing body. And just allow breath practice to become foreground, but colored by this feeling of appreciation, love, pleasure. So the pleasure of the body breathing and the pleasure of the heart loving mix together and are invited to expand and fill the space and beyond the space. You can also let go of the metta practice and come back to simple mindfulness of breathing or body as you like.